If you're lying down, your arms can rest by your sides, palms up, loose. Or you may choose to place your hands on your abdomen where you can feel the coming and going of your breath. You may want a small pillow beneath your knees, maybe a light blanket. Your feet can just fall loosely to either side. So as you lie here, begin to bring your awareness simply to the experience of lying here, feeling the contact between your body and the surface on which you're lying, and bringing attention to the breath in and out. Not trying to change it, just noticing it. Noticing the rise and fall of the belly, the way it expands on the in-breath and recedes on the out-breath. There's no need at all to modify the breath. We're just observing, watching what it does all on its own. On every out-breath, you can allow the body to release a little more, becoming a little heavier on the floor, relaxing into feeling fully supported, fully held up. So now we'll shift our attention from the belly down the body to the left foot. You might imagine breathing all the way down the left leg to the foot, all the way to the toes. And without moving the toes, notice whether you can actually feel their presence. See if you can feel the big toe, the little toe, and the toes in between on your left foot, being aware of whatever sensations or lack of sensations you feel there. There may be moisture or warmth, tingling, or just a sense of aliveness. Or maybe there is nothing. That's okay. We are not trying to find anything in particular. We are just curious about whatever is there, even if what's there seems to be blankness. Now bring your focus to the bottom of the foot, noting the pressure where the heel touches the floor. Note the top of the foot, the sides, the ankle, and also deep inside the foot, remembering the bones and muscles and tendons there. Aware of any sensations or subtle awarenesses you find in the foot. Imagining the in-breath flowing from the lungs all the way down our left leg to the left foot. And then on an out-breath, imagining that all tensions and tightness there might dissolve away from the foot as the breath moves back out and up the body and out the lungs, leaving the foot to rest and bringing our attention up the left leg to the lower leg and knee. So at first, we'll be aware of whatever is touching the surface of the left leg. And then allow your focus to penetrate deeper into the interior of calf muscle and shin, muscle and bone, and all the blood vessels within the leg. Now, attending to the knee, aware of the kneecap, the back of the knee, aware of the complexity of the knee and the way it allows us to move in so many directions when we're walking, running. So we breathe into the lower left leg and knee, taking it in our awareness. And then on the out-breath, letting the breath carry away any tensions out of the body, dissolving in our mind's eye our awareness of this part of the body. And now continuing on up to the left thigh, the exterior of our thigh, on the inside from the knee to the groin, and the outside from the knee to the hip, feeling its surface all the way around. And now feeling deeply into the muscles and the strong bones of our thigh, aware of its strength, perhaps appreciating its strength. Breathing into it, noticing whatever sensations you find there. And then on an out-breath, releasing our left thigh, allowing it to soften and loosen and relax. And now we'll move the attention to the right leg, breathing all the way down the right leg to the right foot, noticing the toes, again, just feeling their presence, the big right toe, the little one, and the toes in between, seeing if you can feel them touching one another, and noticing whatever sensations you find there. Perhaps remembering how our toes help us balance when we take each step. We often forget to appreciate the many ways our bodies support us. It's possible that gratefulness or care for the toes may arise as you bring your attention to this part of your body now. And on an out-breath, releasing the toes and focusing on the whole foot, the top, the bottom, the sides, the ankle, and the interior of the foot. Breathing into the foot and releasing back out. Bringing your attention to the lower right leg and knee now. Becoming aware of the physical sensations along the outside of the leg, and also the interior of the leg. Breathing into the leg and out again. Releasing your attention on the leg and knee of the right side. And now bringing the attention on up into the thigh area of the upper right leg. Bringing our attention to the skin and inside to the powerful muscles of the thigh. imagining our breath just penetrating the whole right thigh, softening and releasing. You may notice as we go along that other thoughts sometimes arise. There's no need to worry about this or suppress them or chase them away. They are a natural part of the mind's working. So when they arise and you become aware of them, you might congratulate yourself on seeing them. You may just note lightly their contents, and then just as lightly release them and return your attention to your body. As we're cultivating, keeping our mind and our body right together, right here and now. So as we breathe, we'll now attend to the pelvic region of the body, being aware of it all the way from the left hip across to the right, and in the back, aware of the buttocks against the floor or bed, the weight of your bones and muscles, noting any feelings in the genital area or lack of sensation. Breathing into the entire pelvic area, dwelling there a moment, and then on an out breath, releasing the pelvis and letting the breath carry you, your attention into the lower back. This is an area that can have intense sensation in it for some. Or for you, it may be an area that has little feeling. As best you can, just note whatever is there. And even if it's a bit uncomfortable, we're not trying to change what we find, but simply breathe into it. And instead of tensing and resisting, we soften around it, just being with that area, just giving it your whole attention, breathing deeply into the lower back, and then allowing it to release on your out-breath. Continuing to the middle back, feeling into the big strap-like muscles that cross the back, sensing up along the backbone, all the way from the tailbone, through the lower back, middle back, upper back, and all the way up your neck, remembering each of those vertebrae, the discs, the nerves inside. And then coming back to the muscle area of the back, close to the backbone and out across the upper back and shoulder blades. This is another region that can hold tension and tightness. So just notice whatever you find there. Breathe into it and be present as best you can with what is there. Many of us unconsciously tighten our shoulders in response to stress during the day. So you may notice as you focus here if that's true for you. You may notice that right now, the floor or the bed completely supports your shoulders, and you can release them, especially on your out-breath, relaxing into an ever deeper state of stillness and awareness. Noting when there are thoughts and releasing them on the out-breath, just as you have your focus to other parts of your body. And shifting your attention now to the front of the body. Noticing the rise and fall of the belly and chest with the inflow and outflow of the breath. Aware also of the ribs as they contract and expand, the way they wrap around all the way to the backbone. Aware of the surface of the upper chest, breast, belly, the front of the shoulders, the feel of your clothing, moving just a little with each breath. As you rest your attention on the front of the body, this is also a good time to allow your awareness to penetrate inside. Aware that all your organs are inside, each intelligent in its own way. The stomach, kidneys, liver, pancreas, intestines, and all the others. This might be a time to breathe deep appreciation and care into the interior of the body, softening and releasing there. Now bringing the attention a little upwards into the heart and lung area, where there is an ever-going exchange of nutrients, the release of toxins, a rhythm that goes on, day and night. You may sense the rhythm of the heart, or just be aware that it is there, breathing care into this area, releasing and relaxing here. And now, releasing that area of the body and turning the attention to our arms. So we'll hold both arms in our attention now, breathing down in our imagination both arms. Not visualizing them, but feeling into them with our breath, all the way to the fingertips. And we notice with as much precision as possible the actual sensations in the palms of our hands. Perhaps moisture, perhaps warmth, rushing of the blood, tingling, or something more subtle. Just breathing into our hands. Also aware of the backs of the hands, the wrists, the fingertips, the thumbs. Breathing deeply into the hands, and on an out-breath, allowing the awareness of the hands to dissolve and release. And attending to the lower arms, the elbows, and the upper arms, armpits, shoulders. The amazing complex of blood and bone, muscles, joints. Breathing in through the whole of the arms, and breathing out. continuing now upwards into the neck region and throat, feeling the movement of the breath through the throat, feeling the muscles deep within the throat and in the back of the neck, breathing into this area, up and down the back of the neck, and allowing a deep release on an out-breath. Now bringing your focus on up into the face and head. We'll breathe into the jaw and mouth, especially noting the jaw hinge. It's a place where many of us hold tension. And right now, it's okay for the jaw to be loose and slack. You might imagine breathing spaciousness into this area and softness. Aware of the tongue, the insides of the mouth, lips, and cheeks. Breathing into the inside of the face and then releasing on an out breath. Feeling the breath in the nose and allowing your awareness to spread through the sinuses and all around the eyes. Just attending to the many little muscles that surround each eye. Allowing the eyeballs to rest heavily back in the head. Breathing into the face area and out again. Eventually, on an out breath, releasing the face area. Letting the forehead smooth and relax into neutral. Now the out-breath moves into the face and allows it to dissolve in your attention as you attend to the head, the sides of the head, the hairline, the whole scalp, and the back of the head. Breathing in and out throughout the head. You may bring your attention now to a spot on the very crown of your head. It's about the size of a quarter, and you can imagine that it can expand and open a little like the blowhole of a whale. So that in your imagination, you may allow the breath to move up from the lungs right through this crown opening and down again out of the lungs. And now breathing up through the feet and out the top of the head, feeling the whole body, feeling complete and whole. Right now, in this moment, just as you are, your whole body breathing in a deep state of stillness, relaxation, and well-being. Whole, just as you are in this moment, and open to things just as they are. Seeing that this attitude and the stillness itself is healing. As we come to the end of the body scan, you may want to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And taking all the time you need, very gently and slowly, pushing yourself up into a seated position. Perhaps by rolling over on your side first and then pushing up slowly. As you move back out into the day or evening, you may let this sense of deep peace and calmness carry over into the activities of the rest of the day and evening. And whenever you need to, you might remember that you can come into presence simply by taking a moment to breathe with full awareness on the breath or full awareness on whatever you're experiencing in your body.